The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
While fighting religious OCD, Grammy-nominated artist Danny Gokey clung to the truth of Jesus over everything.
Jesus over everything. Jesus over all. Over
my. If that's the one message I could tell the younger Danny, is that Jesus is the one who can save you, and you don't have to fight this battle alone. And over my future and my plans, over my need to understand, it's Jesus over everything.
Next.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Belinda Lane is with me, and we're having a good time.
We are having a good time.
But this is a really serious subject.
It is. And sometimes when something is serious, I do get a little, I try to lighten it because it's so heavy. But it's really, I have learned a lot.
I have never heard.
So we had Danny on the show previously, yep. Danny Gokey, and he talked about a diagnosis that he was given, and I've never heard of it before. So I'm going to ask you to say it because I don't want to say it wrong.
Yeah, recap us.
Danny, we're so glad you're with us again.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's called scrupulosity. A lot of people fight this battle in secret. It's a religious form of OCD. So OCD is obsessive compulsive disorder, but you're obsessed about things that are spiritual and things that have a lot of meaning to you. So God, you know, heaven, hell, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Really hyper evidence. So for me, someone with scrupulosity, they're very worried about their salvation typically. And a lot of times it's in the form of you think you committed the unpardonable sin.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Did you?
No.
Okay, good. We got that clear. Okay.
I think it's very difficult to commit the unpardonable sin, but we won't unpack that. So
I think sometimes we, in religious settings, it's taught in a way that does instill fear or maybe for control that is not theologically sound.
Yeah.
And
when has fear ever made people better? Only love can do that. So to think that you can fear people into a change of heart is impossible. Only love can do that.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting when you think about, just take OCD, and that's, you know, I have to wash my hands at everything. Everything has to be.
I did that when I was a kid.
You know, that kind of idea. Yes. Now you put it in a situation where maybe you're sitting at a church service as a young kid, and you hear a preacher giving doctrine that's just a little bit off. That all of a sudden is, that's not just now are my hands clean. This is my eternity, you know, forever changed.
Yeah.
That's a really big deal.
Yeah. And growing up and watching Heaven's Gates, Hell's Flames, the play.
Wasn't
helpful at all because once again, it's fear. I think fear will modify your behavior for a minute. Now there's a different kind of fear, healthy fear of the Lord that's rooted in love. But this is talking about just fear, like, and just using consequence. You can modify behavior, but you can't change a heart. And that's not God's. God wants to change people's hearts. And so for me, talk about washing hands. When I was a kid, I thought every sin was sending me to hell. And I already thought I was already in hot water with God anyways. But when, like, I remember I was at a camping trip, and I remember they said, you know, a teacher would always tell us, you know, don't slouch. It's bad for your back. My back was hurting so bad because I thought I was sinning because the teacher said this. If my dad said, you know, wash your hands before you touch food, and I put the food in my mouth and I touched my lip, so I had scabs all over my hands.
So it all came back. Yeah. And even your actions that weren't religious actions came back to a religious thing. Wow.
Everything came back to
wow.
I could be sent to hell at any moment.
So as an adult, you found out that this was not just affecting your thoughts or your sleep, but your body.
Yeah.
What did you find out about this in the physical manifestation?
You know, energy, you know, wrong beliefs create wrong emotions, right? And emotions have intense impact because it's energy in motion. So imagine, like, if, you know, all this heavy energy of anxiousness and fear and disappointment, like anger, suppressed anger, depression, it just impacts your body. And so, you know, it's interesting because I spent years getting my mind right and renewing my mind. We got that piece taken care of. But even though I could think the right thoughts, my body started suffering. And my body, I couldn't think my body into a healthier place. You know what I mean? And now I'm sure you can for some, but the amount of years I did this to myself, right? It made a little bit late.
And so we hear the body keeps the score a little bit.
Yeah, body keeps the score. Feelings buried alive never die. They, you know, start festering. And so anyways, start with the emotional breakdowns. Got the points in my career. This is, I never share this with anybody, but you get the points in my career where my manager would have to take meetings and my wife would have to take meetings because I was just laid out in bed, like just hopeless and in despair, despondent. And it got unhealthy. I would start seeking out prophetic words and things just to kind of prop me up. And it just wasn't good. So anyways, I met Dr. Amen at an event. He's a doctor who
real
works.
Name.
It's yeah, Dr. Really his name.
Dr. Daniel Amen. Yeah. And he's the only doctor in the field that actually, you know, he said in our field, he said every doctor looks at the organ that's suffering. He said, in this field of psychology, no one looks at the brain. So he patented a way to look at the brain. He had me come on a show and do a podcast with him. And he scanned my brain and he started seeing the areas of impact. Now, what you won't see on that podcast that you guys said you watched it is that I sat there and I truly sat there and didn't believe it. I didn't say this out there. I just talked with him and I said, this ain't going to work. In my head, this will not work. I've tried everything. And it wasn't until then because he was talking about these little ants and you got to figure, in my head, I was like, I already know how to think right. I'm suffering. And he's like, I'm going to get you these supplements. Now these supplements are going to do these things. It wasn't until a month or two later, I was like, why do I feel so good? Like my mind was good. My body was good. And I started realizing, oh, all the impact of this wrong energies from wrong beliefs did a number on my body. My body needed some extra help. Because as a young kid, I could fight this OCD in secret because I just cried out, be strong. You got younger hormones, younger body. It's resilient. Mm-hmm. When you get older, it's not as resilient. You need help. Mm-hmm. And he's got these formulas that are proven to be better than some of the stuff that the doctors prescribe as pills. And these are just supplements.
You tried some pills.
I did. And I did it reluctantly. And they never worked. Because here's the problem. As a Christian, I just knew this. If we're just going to mask the problem, yeah, we're not fixing anything.
Yeah, that's right.
And that bothered me.
Yeah.
I remember when my wife made me go see a psychologist, not Dr. Amen, and I cried there. And I just remember feeling just like a number. And I told, yep, that's just textbook, this is this, I'm putting you on this. I walked away so defeated. Mm. Dr. Amen, though, even though I didn't believe it was going to work, it really worked. And I tell everybody, you need to go see him.
Okay, one thing about the podcast though, that I found interesting that I want to know if it, when I watched it, I was like, oh, if it were me, this would be interesting, is when he showed you your brain, he actually said, you have a really healthy brain. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting to hear that, knowing you were sitting there thinking something was innately wrong with your brain.
Yeah.
How did you interpret when he said, no, actually, your brain is really healthy. You just have, how did you interpret that?
Well, I think with this day and age, we want to blame it on something. So when he said that to me, I said, I knew it. I'm just innately bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's literally the thoughts. Like, of course I'm healthy. Of course the brain came out. He did find the religious OCD trauma up there or the religious trauma. But he wasn't pointing to that. He was like, you got basically all the things that work. Now I'll tell you this. It's not just a mix of taking his supplements. I still have to, because all the years of my, you know, when you're so used to your water goes down the easiest path, I mean, you're so used to creating paths in your brain that go to these lies. Remember, lies are not innocent. You should eradicate all lies out of your life because they will. What do people, you know, that's the first thing that the Bible says, put on the belt of truth, because people who aren't in truth are very unstable. I was unstable for many years. People who are emotional are unstable. And so I still have to go and wield the sword of the spirit and put on the belt of truth and put up the shield of faith, because the wiles of the enemy is trying to seduce me and trying to trick me and try to get to those easy openings that he used to get me at. I'll still sometimes feel things that I don't want to feel. And I'll just say, you know what, though? This is not a time to retreat. Many people think that if you just retreat and go hide or get on a substance and go do that, then you'll get better. You don't want to face this. No, in times of battle, you got to put on the armor and you got to. That's the only way you're going to go. Otherwise, you're going to retreat and give the enemy more ground. And we don't have time for that.
So what I liked about watching Dr. Amen and some other doctors and other people I've talked to, he refers to ants. And if you've been out in the country or anything, you can look at the ground near an ant pile and you can see where they've walked. Because they create these little ruts, even in, you know, in the grass or in the path. Those ruts, the scientists refer to as, well, redoing those ruts, I should say, they refer to as neuroplasticity.
Yeah.
Right? And that simply means, you talk about the water going down the easiest path. If you dwell on these thoughts, you actually create tracks in your brain.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you tend to just go there because you've created deeper and deeper and deeper. And you talk about years and years and years. And scientists are now saying what God already knew, which is that you can create new ruts.
That's right.
But it takes time, and it takes daily renewing your mind and replacing the lies with the truth. And that's kind of what I see you doing and still doing, I'm guessing?
Still doing. And I think this is what we have to remind ourselves. Yes, it was so interesting, you know, getting my body back in place. I was like, oh, man, I'm starting to think logically. You know, because emotions played such a massive part. You know, I'm really being really transparent. You know, God has done a lot of ministry through my life, and I've had very beautiful encounters with the Lord. But life happens. Mm-hmm. And I just realized the importance of, like you said, just getting up when I feel like retreating, putting on the armor of God.
Yeah.
And not doing this like, I got to force these thoughts out of my mind, just meditating on what's true. And like you said, it does the work itself. It rebuilds the tracks in your brains. Yeah. And you walk in this life of peace. Until we get to heaven, we're going to be fighting this fight. But it's called the good fight.
It's a good fight.
It's a good fight. And you know what? I just want to save people from the hell that I went through. And that's why I like to share my testimony. That's why my music is so full of hope. That's why I do what I do, because I've seen some really dark battles.
I think the truth that we need to stick to is the title of this song that I want to hear. Because we need to understand that no matter how broken we are, no matter how much we feel like we have to fight, Jesus is over everything, including our minds, right? Yeah. Our emotions, our will. And he allows us a will so that we get to really choose if that's going to be true. But when we do, it changes. It changes everything.
Yeah. And it really is Jesus or everything. And if that's the one message I could tell the younger Danny, is that Jesus is the one who can save you. And you don't have to fight this battle alone. And over my future and my plans, over my need to understand, it's Jesus over everything. Over my weakness and my strength, every loss and every gain, it's Jesus over everything. And, you know, when it seems to all come together or when it all falls apart, you know, in the end, he's still the answer. You know, it's always been about him.
Yeah.
And he's more than enough. I mean, he's enough to fix those who are hurting right now. He's enough for those who feel like not enough. I mean, this is the good news of the gospel. The battle's been won. It's already been finished. All you got to do is receive it by faith.
Okay, so Jesus Over Everything is his song.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
I want to hear it.
All right, let's hear it. This is Danny's latest song, Jesus Over Everything.
You surpass, you are last. You are greater. There's no equal, no sequel to the author and the finisher of my story, of my faith. I will trust in your higher ways. Over my future and my plans, over my need to understand. Jesus over everything. Jesus over all, over my weakness and my strength, every loss and every gain. Jesus over everything, Jesus over everything, over everything. There's no deception or anywhere could ever prosper. They surrender to my defender and to the keeper and the finisher of my story, of my faith. I will trust in your higher way. Over my future and my plans, over my need to understand. Jesus over everything. Jesus over all, over my weakness and my strength, every loss and every gain. Jesus over everything.
This is so why good. This is why he got all my votes on American Idol. He's incredible. He's so gifted.
You know, more than just talented, Danny. Yeah. I love the fact that you have given that talent to God, and you're being honest about your story to encourage other people to kind of step out of the shame, the condemnation, none of which is from God. So, yeah, how's that working for you, Jesus over everything?
It's working, man. It's the only way to live. It's the umbrella that I get under, and it's the righteousness in me. It's the only good. You know, I mean, listen, Jesus is the answer. Bottom line, whoever's watching, he is the answer. He is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And when you come to him, you're going to watch life change. You just got to let go of what you think especially for the strugglers, the fear strugglers, the OCD strugglers, the scrupulosity. It's just time to let go and release. We want so much control.
Yeah.
And we put it in his hands.
Yeah. Okay. I have to ask you a little bit about the music and about the tour. What are your plans for the rest of the year here?
Man, we're releasing an album. And so getting the new album out and then jumping on the road and touring. And so,
Some people can come see you. All right.
Yeah. We'd love to have people come out.
Website for tour dates and song releases. What is it?
DannyGoki.com.
DannyGoki.com.
Yep.
Cool.
It's just amazing what you've... the gifting that you have, but you're bringing freedom to so many people by being so vulnerable. I think, truly, what you said, people wear a mask because they're afraid of what that vulnerability would do. And you dispel all that. You just, you know, you're not afraid to let people see that you're human. And I so appreciate it, Danny.
Thank you guys so much.
I appreciate it so much. Now, look, the reality is there are people who need to see Jesus be in their lives. There are people that are crying out, literally needing help. There are mothers, grandmothers who are hurting. And when we talk about Jesus being the answer to everything, we believe that. But if you look in Scripture, you'll find that Jesus uses his people, imperfect people, people like us, people like you, to share his love, to share his life, to be that answer to a prayer. We're going to give you an opportunity to see in the life of someone who is in pain. I would just ask you to just take this moment and say, Lord, what would you have me do to share your love with people who need to feel it? Watch this.
Water is supposed to give life, but across the world, it's become something else. Rivers that once sustained communities now carry disease. Fields are dry and cracked. Children drink and fall sick. Every step to the water's edge is a gamble. This isn't a distant problem. It's a global crisis right now. Sivrin told us the water appears clean, but runoff from farming chemicals contaminates the water and causes sickness. This isn't just hardship, it's a cycle. Contaminated water, illness, and fear that it will happen again. But this is preventable. Clean water would mean no sickness. Life Outreach International is working around the world, bringing clean, life-giving water to communities in need. And with your support, we can provide Sivren's family and her community with a water well, freeing them from a life of sickness and disease caused by waterborne illnesses.
You know, when you look at the global problem of contaminated drinking water, and you realize there are 2 billion people that lack access to clean drinking water. It's a big problem, and you think maybe, well, what can I do about it? But when you see those stories of one family that's suffering, one child who gets sick, now I think hopefully you can begin to see the power that you have to intervene. And by the way, that woman in there, she mentioned $50 to go to a clinic. And I mean, that's like a copay for people here in the United States. But for her, it's 2 weeks' wages. That's how serious it is in a country where the water causes such illness and eventually death, the sacrifices that they make just to try to get well. And so, Belinda, I look at this and I think, we can do something.
We can. I hear that grandmother saying, can you just do a little? Yeah. Can you just do something to help? And I think what you're saying is so profound that when you put the word billion on there and you think, what can my little contribution do? But if it saves one life, that one life is very grateful that you gave, you know?
It makes all the difference in the world. And the reality is when you break down the numbers, you look at the average cost of a well being $4,800, and that's spread across 20 different nations and the 350 wells, which we're hoping to do. Frankly, I'd like to do more this year with your support. But $48 essentially gives water to 10 people, clean drinking water. And the wells last an average of 70 years because we drill far enough into the ground to get to the clean drinking water. That's important. We put a pump on it so the locals can draw the water up, and it's covered. Because what you'll see is like those rivers you just saw. Somewhere that may be a clean river, but by the time it flows downstream through so many people and animals and waste and runoff, it gets contaminated. We don't want those wells to get contaminated from animals or dust or all the other elements of nature. So it's covered. See, when we go in, we want to give people our best, to give them the best, just as God gives us His best. So here's my question for you. Will you give your best today to help save someone's life? Like I said, $4,800 is the average cost for a well. If you break that down, it means a gift of $144 today would basically serve 30 people water for life. A gift of $48 would serve 10 people. Some of you could drill a well. We recently had someone say, I want to drill 10 wells. I can't relate to that, but I can rejoice over that. I know what it will do. I've been there and I've seen it. Regardless of the level, will you do something? Will you reach out and say, I want to give water of life in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the water of life? Please go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can, and do it today.
Every day, far too many lives are lost to waterborne disease, and tragically, children under the age of 5 are the most vulnerable. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give desperate mothers hope and precious children a future by helping provide clean, life-giving water before it's too late. Our goal this year is to drill 350 water wells in areas where the need is greatest, but it won't be possible without you. Today, your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. In thanks for your gift of any amount, we'll send you Prayers for My Spiritual Health. This beautifully crafted prayer book will meet you in the places where anxiety, grief, and spiritual weariness run deep, guiding you through prayers for inner peace, emotional healing, and intimacy with God. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Your Life of Prayer Bundle. This collection includes Prayers for My Spiritual Health, along with Prayers for My Physical Health and the Life Prayer Journal, 3 companions to help strengthen your walk with Christ. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our inspiring bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
So I'm standing here at a river where these mothers are gathering water for their babies, for their children. And if you were on vacation, you might say how beautiful it is, but if you had to live here and get your water from this river, you would understand that it is actually a cup of death. And I'm asking you, would you help us? Would you help us prevent moms from having to come here anymore to gather the water for their families to use? It may look beautiful, but it's not. If you were here, you would be wise enough not to drink the water. But it's all they have, and we can make the difference. So I'm asking you, make your best gift. Would you go online right now, pick up that phone, make the phone call? However you give your gift, would you please join us and make your very best gift right now? We need your help to make sure that we can put a water well in each of these villages that are so desperately in need. Would you help us give a cup of clean water in Jesus' name?
I do hope you're going online and going to the phone, making the best gift you can. You can help save a life today, and we really need to hear from you. And by the way, that telephone number is not just for you to give for someone else. It's a place for us to give to you. You can call and someone will pray with you, especially if you're really relating to what you've heard on the program today. We do care about you and we'd love to hear from you. Danny, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you guys for having me. And thank I hope you. Someone got some help and is getting up, so getting out of the dark place and finding hope and help.
Yes, yes. And it's fun to hear you sing about that hope
yes,
and help,
it
too.
Is. Amen. So hope
I like to do it.
Double
yes.
blessing. All right. We appreciate you
Thank
again.
Thank you for coming.
Appreciate all of you guys watching. Please join us again next time. Again, all the programs, lifetoday.org and Danny's at DannyGoki.com. We'll see you again next time on Life Today.
James and Peter, but if they were here right now, what do you think they would want us to remember?
Next week.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.